There was a movie theater, movie house in Berkeley where I live, and it's sort of one of those avant-garde movie houses where you go in there, you sit down for 3 hours and wonder what happened, because none of the movies ever make any sense, and they're from France. This is an occasion. It's called Taking the Movies to the Streets. The French movie star takes off her blouse, puts it back on. Nothing for you, Pierre, this week, next week, and if I have it my way, as long as that dirty thing stands up. The movie ends. The patrons blink when the lights come on. I help my wife with her coat. My friend helps his wife with her coat. The men are around us are just as helpful. But are any of them like me, confused about what they saw? 2 hours of bedroom crying? And why did the old nun beat herself with a candle? What was this about a saint with a flying cape? Where did the mouse come from when the violin started? Poor brie-fed mouse, 10 minutes on the screen and no credit in the end. Outside, the stars mingle with neon. The faces of newspapers drink from the gutter. We walk back to the car, the four of us smiling. What was it about? I look back, the marquee glows psychodrama. That's what I need in my life. Lust is a slow slime in the heart. I nudge against my friend's wife's tear-shaped ass. She's beautiful. I've seen her hang laundry and board a bus in high heels. Psychodrama, I breathe in her ear. She squeals, laughs, and tells her husband, "Honey, Gary's doing it again." Honey punches me in the arm, softly. "Psychodrama," he says, and places a creepy kiss on my screaming wife's mouth. That really didn't happen. Okay.